will see for himself. Lisa Brady, Fox News. President Biden heading to Puerto Rico today and Florida Wednesday for firsthand briefings on the mass destruction from two hurricanes. Search and rescue continues in Florida, where Ian is now blamed for more than 80 deaths. They've restored power to more than 2 million customers.
Kevin Guthrie is the state emergency manager.
We still have nearly 621,000 that remain without power, and rest assured, they are working hard to get those lights back on.
It is more than just lights. It is air conditioning, where it is still 80 degrees and humid. And it is power to run gas stations for people to buy fuel for cars or generators.
Fox's Eben Brown. Federal prosecutors begin laying out their case against the founder of the Oath Keepers Group and four associates charged in the most serious Capitol riot case to reach trial. The charges include seditious conspiracy. The Justice Department hasn't won a conviction for that in nearly 30 years. The U.S. Supreme Court keeping in place a federal regulation that bans bump stocks, devices that can allow semi-automatic rifles to fire more like automatic weapons.
Justices denied appeals by gun owners associations who had challenged the legal authority for the Justice Department to enforce the rule. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives approved the ban during the Trump administration after the 2017 mass shooting in Las Vegas killed 60 people. The shooter used bump stocks to modify his weapons. Lower courts had upheld the ban.
Fox's Jared Halpern. The Supreme Court agrees to hear two cases aimed at holding social media companies financially responsible for terror attacks in lawsuits over messaging that helps radicalize new recruits. It's the start of the High Court's new term and the first for new Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. A new quarter off to a good start so far on Wall Street. The Dow's up 613. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Doctors are urging the vaccine-weary, especially older Americans, not to skip a flu shot.
The CDC says flu levels hit unprecedented lows during the pandemic, and while there's no way to predict just how bad the upcoming flu season will be, it could be poised for a comeback, pointing to high flu cases overseas. One problem here, people are vaccine-weary, and there's a decline in trust of federal and state health agencies surrounding the pandemic. Though still, doctors are urging us to get the flu shot, specifically older Americans, younger children, and people with underlying health problems. The CDC advises flu vaccine by the end of October, but says they can be given any time during the flu season. It just takes 2 weeks for protection to set in.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Even before Halloween, there's an early warning about Christmas trees.
The old saying, you snooze, you lose, can be applied to those who wait to buy a real Christmas tree this year. Farmers are urging you to buy your tree before Thanksgiving. They say a dry summer combined with inflation is cutting the number of live trees reaching your local market. They claim that while you might not have a hard time finding your favorite tree, a tight market will force you to pay more than last year, about 10% more. Farmers say a positive trend is more people cutting their own rather than buying pre-cut trees at supermarkets or big box stores. CJ Papa, Fox News.
A losing deal for Kim Kardashian, the reality TV star and entrepreneur, agreeing to pay more than $1.25 million to settle charges from the Securities and Exchange Commission that she promoted a cryptocurrency on social media without disclosing she'd been paid $250,000 for that promotion. Kardashian also agrees to cooperate with an ongoing SEC investigation and not to promote any crypto securities for 3 years. And Lisa Brady, this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.